God, this follow up. Are you on 18?
Yeah. I'm,
we're sitting here laughing. Now it's just like, that's enough. The next question is, what's your most terrible memory?
Oh, shit.
If I had to say my most terrible memory, it had to be the accident that fucked your tooth up.
That was your terrible memory?
Yeah, man, I was scared of shit.
Really?
Yeah, you got fucked up.
I was not expecting you.
You was in the hospital and shit. I was
yeah,
like, oh, no, I got,
yeah, that shit was bad.
I didn't even see your ass until you came back. Your shit was all mangled. I said, oh, my God.
That shit was
bad,
yo.
Yeah, you got shot right in the tooth.
That shit was bad. I'm going to stick with that story.
A lot cooler.
A lot cooler than the truth. Yeah, that shit was bad. I remember that, too. Like, I remember I hit that gate, bro.
You mean you got shot?
Hit that bullet.
Yeah, I hit that bullet.
You ran into the bullet.
It was like, I'm going to pull you to this bullet and put it through you. Yeah, that's what it was. Now, I remember, dog. I'm not saying that shit, bro. I'm messing around. I was like, yeah, I remember hitting that gate. Like, man, I remember I hit that gate, bro. And I had my eyes open the entire time. Just like, I'm flipping. So I'm not catching myself.
How old were you?
Oh, dude, I was like, I think I was like 10 or 11.
Dang,
like,
your life flashed before your eyes, and it was mad short. It was like,
God, yo, it was bad. Because I remember just, like, I've never felt nothing that painful in my life. So I was like, I immediately started, you know, I'm crying. And I'm like, yo. And all I could think of was like, yo, this shit hurt. Like, I'm everything, like, my face. Both my eyebrows, you can see both my eyebrows. I still got the scars.
I had like the, from.
Huh?
That's where you got the cut from.
Yeah, I still had the, I had like a one jaw right here or like one on mustache, my legs, my elbows. And I just remember I had to walk to the hospital. Like that was the worst part.
Damn.
And I had an exposed nerve in my tooth. Dog. I've never experienced anything more painful than that shit.
Yeah, that was a crazy ass time. You got
would that be your
worst? Not for me, no, not for me, no.
Something worse than this, no. Really quick, I think kind of add on to Kalo's is mine. I think it was the day I walked. It was the day my brother got hit by a car. I walked back home, and Papa, who lived across the street from my house. He called me over. He's like, oh, you know, like, your mom is calling you. And he gave me the phone. She was like, oh, you're going to stay here for a little, your brother got hit by a car. And I was just like, what?
He's like, oh, shit.
And it didn't hit me until I got into the hospital and I seen him there. Mm-hmm. And, like, he just, like, was like, he had, like, a bit of brain damage. So, I mean, he's cool now, just for the record. But he wasn't awake, like, when I was there. And I was just like.
Damn.
This is not like a picture, like, you know, you want to see.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think that would be one of many terrible. That's not the most. It's up there.
It's definitely up there.
There's more.
Terrible memory. When I was younger, I don't know, so many fucking bad memories. But, one of the worst ones was when one of my friends died in middle school. Mm. And she had... No. I wasn't... Was I still in middle school?
Was that the car accident?
Yeah, yeah. It was 2010.
No, you were not in middle school.
Wait, yeah. So, I was still in high school.
I remember that.
Yeah, and she had got hit by a car. And she died. Yeah. I wasn't there, but it's... It was just a really bad time.
Yeah.
That was like right around the corner, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We had been friends for like years. And she was like close, like almost like a sister. And then she had got killed. Yes. 10 years ago. And it'll be 10 years in May.
Holy shit. Time really does fucking fly, man.
Seriously.
Like just yesterday that should just be happening. It's like
mm-hmm. No, for real.
Did you say yours?
No, I'm trying to think.
I took his idea, that's why.
No, but that it's weird because, like, that's not something that
You can't really think about that.
Yeah.
Like that's something
for you, because you know, me being your brother.
Most
terrible memory.
Yeah, that wasn't terrible for me. Like, yeah, she heard it, but for you being your brother, you know,
it would be terrible for you if it was him.
That's like more traumatizing for you than it is for me. I think something that
most terrible memory.
I think,
but we're not seeing my mom
cry for the first time.
Oh fuck!
Yeah, it's hard.
I was like, in her room, just laying on the bed. We were just talking, and you know, the tide of the conversation turned. I'm like 11, 10, 11 at this point.
And just for the record, again, I mean, your mom, if anybody knows your mom, she's probably like one of the most chipper people I've ever met in my life.
She's so, like, just happy all the time. So seeing her cry for the first time, dude, I just remember the anger. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not an angry person, but I just remember, like, you know, that's where, like, a lot of, you know, stuff when I was younger just was, when I first seen her cry, I was like, why? Like, you're not supposed to cry. Like, you're Superwoman.
Yeah.
What are you crying for? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? And I think that was the most terrible, one of the most terrible for me, because, like, again, I felt helpless. You know, I'm her son. Like, I don't know what to do in this situation. I've never been in this situation. I've never seen, from what I know, you're the strongest person I know.
Right.
So watching you break down, it's like, damn, this shit is, anybody could break down like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that's easily, like, top 10 for me.
Yeah, for sure.
These questions, not letting us have a good time right now.
No, seriously.
But then again, of course, like, the point of these questions to kind of get a better understanding is, like, to, if it's for your partner or if you're trying to get to know somebody, it's like that opening up. It's not just your favorite color or what do you like doing. It's more of, like, a personal side, but it's not too personal because, like, it's I mean, even though, it is kind of asking what's your most terrible memory. Mm-hmm. But you can go off of what you think was bad, you know.
Yeah. I like, you know, like it's also another way of trying to figure out you.
Of why you might think of a certain way.
Right.
Due to shit in the past.
I mean, it's like really... Like, I mean, these sets of questions are really good for, like, a first date. Because, I mean, first date's all about, I mean, the first few dates is really all about getting to know the person you're dating.
So, 19, if you knew that if you knew that in 1 year you would die suddenly, would you change anything about the way you are now living, and why? I don't want to answer this question because it feels fucked up, but it's to be honest, if I knew, I would change a lot. I would be a lot nicer than and it's fucked up because it's like almost saying, well, why aren't you nice now?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, it is, and I am, but like I know I have an anger issue, and it's my thing. But I'm saying, like, if I knew that 1 year, I would, I mean, I'm talking, like, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, I would call somebody, anger management, to, and again, it's still saying, well, why don't you do that now?
That's the thing. It's like, I would love to answer that question, but that question is,
we're just talking about this way to backfire
on your ass, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but it's true, it's,
it is.
But again, it's to really just say, to know, like, what. No, not necessarily what you don't like about yourself, but just what you know. It's like your number one priority of what you want to change. And I said it before. My anger thing is one thing I want to... I mean, y'all saw earlier, Violet hit her fucking bowl that was filled with food and water, and that took me all the way.
Yeah.
All the way. It didn't get me mad or upset. It took me to hell mode.
Yeah.
And I was fucking pissed. And I'm talking to her like she's a human. She's probably looking at me like, my bad, bro, my bad. And I'm like, no, fuck you. So, I would totally change. And
I would probably have to say, like...
Now, if you think you're good, it's saying, would you change anything about the way you are now living? And then it could be the way you eat. It could be the way you feel about things emotionally. Just something that you would want to change.
Oh, yeah. I think, I would, yeah, I would change. I wouldn't change too much, honestly. But I would definitely, like,
start shooting your shot.
Everybody. I'm tired of doing that shit, bro. I'm done with my shit.
Wouldn't it be some crazy shit if, like, it was like you knew and you die, so you end up doing all this shit, and then the day comes and you don't?
Damn.
Wouldn't that be fucking crazy?
That'd be some crazy ass shit. It was like,
that sounds
that.
Like a movie plot.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely sounds like a movie
plot. Cause, like, yeah, we taught y'all ass a lesson. Like, yeah. You know, you could change within a year.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You can change within a month.
Yeah,
you
for real.
Shit, you know, change within a day.
I probably would care a little less.
Yeah, that's what I'm about. Gonna live life more carelessly.
Well, I wasn't gonna say that, but
I
was gonna say I would try not to worry about shit like I can't control. Like, and I'm really good at that right now, but I would just turn it up a notch. Like I would really not pay any type of attention to shit I don't care about,
right.
Or shit I can't control. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, and now I pay attention to it now because. You know, with the way the world is, you just gotta know. But, like,
I mean, essentially, not to cut you off, you're technically saving more time.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know? You can live a little more.
Right.
To not worry about these certain things.
That's probably the way I would go.
Mm-hmm.
Mark?
If I knew within a year I was gonna die, I would stop working as much.
True.
And, you know, you spend 8 hours a day, I mean, including, like, commute time and everything, and shit adds up, you know, turns into 10 hours a day. If you're doing gym, it's 12 hours a day.
Yep.
You know, I'd quit all that shit and spend more time with the people I care about.
Yeah. That's a good
stop
one.
Stop worrying about all that shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm working because it's a necessity to live, because I know I'm not going to live. I mean, I know I'm going to live further than a year.
Right.
Well, I mean, I don't know that.
You don't know that.
But, then, well, you know, it just turns back around.
It's just one of those questions where it's like, yo, then do it. You know? So it's like, I like it, though. You know what I mean? Yeah. I do like that question a lot.
Did you want to add on to your... You're just... Okay.
No, yeah, mine's good,
yeah. Live life to the fullest. New. So number 20... which I like. I like this question. This is a good one now. We finally got past that. What does friendship mean to you?
Oh.
See.
And it's kind of the same thing.
No. It's what do you value most in a friendship?
Yeah.
This is completely different.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, what do these friendships mean to you?
Yeah.
Same.
These niggas pulling on heartstrings, bro.
Come back to me on that one.
Damn. Okay.
That's shit. Oh, man. You want to go?
I mean, for real, like...
It's hard to put in words.
I could say that, well, I could really speak for everybody in this table. I'm sorry. I could speak for everybody in this table, and that's that we are fucking 100% blessed... That, and it's funny that this is question 20 because we've basically been friends for almost 20 years now.
Yeah.
And that is a rare fucking find. Seriously. I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible because there's people out there who's had friends. And I mean, even in the past or even people now have friends for probably 20 plus years. But so what does it mean to me? It means everything.
Yeah.
Like, not to get into detail, but that we mentioned, I think we mentioned in the last podcast when... We went through, 3 months of not talking to each other?
Yeah.
That shit was fucking
whack.
You know
how hard that shit was, bro?
Like, it was getting to know new people, which I do. I love getting to know new people. But it was weird. However, I don't know why I feel like there's at least in my ear. We had a conversation where she said that, hypothetically speaking, she said, like, would I cut one of you guys off, or all of you guys. And I would say, fuck yeah. But I would only cut it if there was a toxic issue.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not for no reason, because then it wouldn't make sense.
Right.
But for a toxic issue, man.
It has to be a boiling point where I'm like, all right, nigga, Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to cut you off, but I'm distancing myself from you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hard. You know what I mean?
Friendship to me is almost like cloning myself, but each clone has its own different personality. You know, not saying that you guys are me, but you guys are honest with me. You guys mm-hmm. will disagree with any action that I make or I'm thinking about. You guys will criticize me. You guys will talk shit about me. And that's, to me, I think that's vital.
Yeah.
I feel like if you guys, you know, we could talk shit about whoever, but it's not because we're hating, no. It's because we care.
Right.
You know? And it's that there's times where I might feel like I can't say it to that individual, so I have to say it to somebody else and kind of spill my guts out to this person just so that I can feel better and then maybe eventually say it to one of you guys and be like, look, this is how I really feel about it.
Right.
And it's nothing like crazy, like deep down. Yeah, yeah. It ain't nothing like that. But it's yeah, it's vital. Like, I kill somebody for you guys. Yo, so that's...
In a heartbeat. I wouldn't even think twice.
Yeah.
My friendship to you guys is close to the bond of marriage that I have with Ellie. Like, it's unbreakable. And I don't want to say it's even because my marriage means everything to me. But, like, but what I'm saying is it's, you know.
Who been there longer? Sign up.
Who the real one, though?
Who been there longer, though?
To just put the same with my friendship, man. It's still death to its part. Like,
yeah. Nah, I agree.
Yeah.
I mean,
I would wish everybody had what we have, but they don't.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like, you know what's crazy too, man? Like, I feel like so many people love saying, like, I cut people off, or I love saying, mm-hmm. like, I got a small circle, or, you know, just love saying stuff like that for, right. you know, like, the social media purpose.
Yeah.
You know, trying to fit in with the crowd. I hate saying that. Mm-hmm. I don't like saying, like, I cut people off. Like, because you cut off too many people, like, you got to start realizing, like, nigga, you the problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm not a, like, friendship to me is just, like, it's everything. You know what I mean? Like, again, like, just like you said, we've been friends for damn near 20 years. And it's, at this point, like, it's, like, yo, we just stuck together.
Yeah,
you know
basically.
What I mean? Like, it's not even, like, you know, like, yo, I just can't fuck with you no more. Like, just stop. Just cut me off. You know, even with motherfuckers that's not here, like, you know, Xander and, you know, shit like that. Nick, yeah. shit like that. Johnny, all of them niggas, like, we just, yo, we're stuck together. Like,
mm-hmm.
This is what it is. You know, like, that's just everything. And just like you said, like, if I can't, like, you know, talk shit on you or, you know, at you or about you or whatever, like, then I don't care about you.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I won't if I can't do that, like, me personally, I'm just like, I don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I have no feelings towards you. I don't give two fucks about, you know, anything. But mm-hmm. if I can do that to you, with you, at you, then you mean so. Excuse me. You mean like a lot to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like a lot. Mm-hmm. So, no, I definitely agree. Definitely agree.
Yeah, but I don't think I can say that any better. Like,
yeah, I think we're pretty much all on the same page.
Yeah,
yeah.
For real.
It would just be, yeah, I can go on.
Yeah,
yeah. What we got again? I would wish it for anybody, but
yeah,
not for as real. Many people are.
Y'all niggas got issues. No, I'm kidding. 21. I don't know. I mean, maybe. What roles do love and affection play in your life? Don't know if you guys can answer that.
Oh, I'm not sure. I can. Shit, I can.
I mean, you still get love and affection from other people other than a significant
That's
other.
True. That's true. I looked at it as...
The significant other.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I feel like it brings out the best in people.
Yeah.
Everyone needs it. I mean,
you know?
It's like the human...
Yeah,
you need part of the human condition.
Yeah, it's like you need some sort of like affection or like.
I feel like it makes people better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it also makes people worse, but it makes people better. Like, that type of shit is, you know, when you have it, that shit is worse than cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, that shit is worse than cocaine. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it brings out the best in people. Like, when people have that, whether it be with you know, their mom, their significant other, their brother, their cousins, anything like that, like, it just makes you a better person. You become more you know what I mean, in those situations, right, when you have that type of, you know, love and affection, regardless of who it is around you, you know, mm-hmm, what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. Love and affection, there's definitely, like, a big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a short answer for me. Even with a significant other and just in general, mm-hmm, I think, it plays a very important role, especially if, like, you know, with how somebody treats you, that's how, not only will you treat them that way, but right, you'll treat someone else that way. Mm-hmm. Da, 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 da. So, love and affection, I mean, yeah, I think it's a main core for us to, mm-hmm, be a better person. Yeah. The more we have, the more we can become better people and not pieces of shit.
Yeah.
I skipped 22. Because it says, alternate sharing something you consider a positive characteristic of your partner. Share a total of 5 items. I like how y'all niggas look. There you go.
Niggas all looking at me like, puppy dog. I was like, you know we don't gotta fuck.
23. How close and warm is your family? Do you feel your childhood was happier than most other people's?
Mm. I don't think it was happier,
though. That's the end of the question. I thought the way you ended it, I thought it was more...
You know, it did sound like it was
happier. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't say mine was happier than most people. I wouldn't say it was probably, like, pretty normal.
Just the same, I hope that didn't pick up. I wouldn't... readjusting, because I consider you guys family. So again, with the friendship that we have, would I say my childhood was happier than most people's? A little bit. And I'm talking about childhood as in, like, the core of us, like, being right outside and doing all that shit. Fuck yeah, man.
Yeah.
In terms of family with my parents, I'll say, yeah, my parents were together. They're divorced now, but you know, as my childhood, they were together. They were, from what I've seen, happy.
Mm.
But with me having a 2-parent household, would I say I was happier than most other people's? I would say just the same. You know, because somebody with a 1-parent household could have had a fucking way better time than I did.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I said. I was like, we aren't like the best, but like, it's kind of like a pretty normal childhood.
I don't know. My family wasn't really close and warm. Not close and warm.
Mm-hmm.
My childhood, I think, was still pretty normal. I was outside most of the times, playing with friends and
right
shit. So it was just like, at home, it was whatever.
You just was somewhere you just go and lay your head, go to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. You know? When the street lights turned off, you know, that's when you come home, you eat dinner, and go to sleep. Right, you know,
you knew better.
Yeah, exactly.
that's just really, you know, like, I don't give a fuck what family you in. If the question is just simply just your family, parents, your home, I think it's fucked up to say that. I would think that my life was happier than most other people's. I think that's a little fucking...
Yeah.
I would like to think that. I try not to let, like, the, you know, bad part of it, spill out.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when you're... I feel like when you're older and you're able to, like, kind of distance yourself... emotionally from how you felt in the situation at the time, mm-hmm, like, you could kind of see it for, you know, what it was,
right,
but, you know, why it was this way. And
yeah. That's why I say, like, you know, with the relationship I have now is, like, with my parents, with my family internally, it's a lot better because I get it. Like, it's not like, you know, when it was back then.
Yeah.
So 24... he'll answer when he comes, is how do you feel about your relationship with your mother?
Super, super close. Super close. And me saying that, looking at y'all faces, I feel so fucked up saying that.
No,
I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, you know? Years ago, I would agree. I would be like, oh yeah. Now, I mean, it's not bad. I wouldn't say that it's bad. It's just it's not like it was. I thought the relationship I had with my mom would have been the shit when, you know, I was with Ellie and then we started living with my mom. I thought that shit was going to be banging. Nope. Did not turn out that way. And then after the baby, I thought it was going to be great. And it didn't turn out that well either. But now that she moved and she's kind of like living by herself, I call her once in a while, like maybe once every 2 weeks, to be honest. It's okay, but it's not like it was before.
No.
Yeah, definitely not.
Like, I mean, I'm okay with my relationship with my mom. Like, it's not like,
I'm sorry. I'm just really thinking about how Luke's like, yeah, and me and Marcus like, well.
Yeah, I said, it's just cause great.
I feel like you and your mom have, like, the kind of, like, the picture-perfect type shit, like, relationship, like, from the outside. I mean, I know y'all go through it or whatever every now and then. I mean, who doesn't? But, like, you know, my mom's not a hugger. Mm-hmm. She doesn't say, I love you, and shit like that. You'll never hear it from her.
Right.
It's a rare commodity, and I just come to know that as her. But I know, like, you know, she's been a single mom her whole fucking life.
Right.
So, you know, everything she's done, she's, like, worked hard to provide for us and all that shit. And
so is it more like a... not to get all personal with it. So is it more like, you know that she loved... Like, it's like one of the things, like, I don't have to say it. You know what I went through with y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't expect to hear it from her, but I know she does.
Oh, okay.
Love us. Yeah. It's just like, at the end of the day, you know. But at the same time, I feel like having that would have been nice.
Right.
Like, you know, hearing those words of affirmation and shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Not for real. It'd be,
like, you know, I feel like maybe I could have been a different person. I mean, who knows?
Yeah. No,
at the end of the day, it's just like, I get it. I see it. Yeah. You know.
It's funny because
I'm okay with it.
I kind of have the opposite, like, you know, like with my dad. Like, now what he says to me, you know, it's like those words of affirmation. Like, it feels good. Like, he lets me be me, you know? Like, if he knows I'm going through something, he'll give me a reminder. He'll do something that I appreciate so much, and it's that he'll bring up a time of when he did it and why he did it so that I can have an understanding of why it was wrong instead of me being like, oh, my dad did it, I can do it,
right,
kind of thing. And it kind of opens up like kind of like a piece of the story that I didn't really quite understand. And then now I did. And I'm like, oh, shit, like that makes a lot of fucking sense. You know, whereas my mom, sorry to say, but she's more like, I went through it, you can go through it. Or this isn't the right way of going about doing it. You should do it this way.
Right.
And it's like, let me, like, there is no handbook of parenting. There is no handbook of being married to somebody. You just do.
Right.
No,
I definitely feel the same way. Like, not the same way. But when I was younger, I always felt like, my parents don't understand me. My parents, they don't get me. You know, my mom doesn't know. Right. You don't know why I feel this way or why I think this way. So I would never talk to her about anything. I think our relationship changed when we were talking and I was like, "Yo, mom, I need help. Like, I don't know what to do at this point in my life. Like, I don't know where to go. I don't know how to I don't know nothing about this. I don't know nothing about that. I don't know nothing about life. And she just was like, so you ready to grow up? Let's talk about how what we can do, you know what I mean, to make you grow up mentally and emotionally and, you know, and mature, you know, at a faster rate. And from that day forward, it was, I think that's when our relationship, you know, I started really sitting there like, oh, okay. Because, you know, like, you know, I had both parents, you know, my dad wasn't always around, you know what I mean? But I had both parents, and I definitely, you know, was like, damn, mom's always here. And I would see my dad, you know, once in a while, and I'd be like, yes, like, fun guy's around, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, where my mom was, you know, wasn't the toughest, but she was like, you know, y'all gonna get this shit done. I'm gonna make sure y'all get this shit done, you know? And then once I understood, like, why she was so determined on what we would, how we had to go about certain ways and made sure, like, you know, what she had, what she went through mentally and emotionally to get us to where we are now, you know, and I just, you know, like, our relationship is, like, super, you know, super close. Like, yeah, I still don't tell my mom everything, but...
Right. You know. I think, and the cool part about it, too, is that it does get better. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, especially during those life-changing events of meeting someone and getting mm-hmm. married and mm-hmm. then having kids. Like I will say, like, you know, when I got married, it was a good moment with my mom when the baby was born. It was a great moment for my mom to be, you know, a grandmom and all that and to kind of get her bits of, you know, I should have vibrated my phone. I lost my train of thought.
You said it was a good moment when Adam was born. It was a good moment when you were married. I don't know where you was going with that.
Sorry. I don't know what the I should have thing, but oh, I should have vibrated. I should have put my phone on vibrate. That's what I was gonna say. Yeah, and like I mean, though some of her advice was like,
right.
You know, I still accepted it. Yeah. You know what I mean, it did bring us a bit closer together, but not so much. But I'm just saying more for like for you. And then possibly for you too, like, you know, once you meet somebody and you have kids and, you know, your mom is, like, more involved.
Right.
I think that's a cool thing. I mean, technically, you kind of spoke for Kahlo because you guys are brothers. Unless your relationship with your mom is a little different. Our relationship's
a little different, yeah. It's, I don't know Kahlo's as much as mine's. I can't speak on Kyle. Like, yeah, we live with each other, but I don't know. I can't say.
Yeah, but I don't think mine's as deep, but it's still, like, a good relationship. Like, it's, like, I'm not really wanting to ask, like, for help that much. But, like so I'm not in that regard. But, yeah, we still have a good relationship, you know. Sometimes she gives me advice, and then we're actually, like, together. We're just, like, you know, messing around and, like, just joking and shit with each other. So it's a pretty good relationship.
Yeah. It's different from all of us.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, everyone is.
I was like, nobody's gonna have the same relationship as right. everybody, you know?
Right, no, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah, I just it's just a salty question for me. Because again, it was a thought that thing about me, man, I fucking hate planning, expecting looking forward to anything that involves a future event and going about it. I hate it. So it's like, you know, I thought, like, moving with my mom, everything was going to be cool. I thought, you know, after the baby being born, everything was going to be cool. Like, it's okay, right. But I expected it to excel. I thought of this, like... At this point, when I think of what I thought of, it was a fucking cartoon.
Yeah.
Like, legit. Like, that was some clown shit that I thought of. I was like, the fuck?
When you asked a question, I was like, oh, amazing. And you and Mark was like, oh. I was like, fuck, dude. I should have just waited till they said something.
You should have been like, yeah, man, my jaw whack.
Yeah, I mean,
like, damn, man, yeah, I feel y'all.
Mama, I love you.
Mama, I love you so much.
I'm gonna lie really quick, okay? Mama, I love you. Bye. Yeah, it sucks. I don't even have a relationship with. Ooh, let me not say that. With my SOs, I don't got that great a relationship with Ellie's mom, so I'll say it just like
the,
that.
The in-laws.
Yeah. No, I don't. Really, just my dad. My dad's like the pillar, so. I know. Which is weird. It's also, that's another weird thing to say, because at one point I fucking despised my fucking pop. I couldn't stand him.
Yeah, I remember that. I'm saying, damn, look at the turnaround.
So. Yeah, it really. And I think it's just a. It's just funny. Yeah. I had a really close relationship with my mom.
You got over the table.
Yeah, distance with my pop. And now it's like, hey, dad, I miss you. And if my mom calls, I'll be like, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. But I'll still be there for my mom, though.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Of course,
sure.
Yeah. Never that.
Hell yeah.
Well, I think that question 24 is the end of the second set.
Yeah, I looked at the next one. That could either be an opening or that could just be something that we could end with. Yeah. But not three each, though, like how it's saying. I just figured we all just say something with we.
Okay.
I guess it's like what I said last podcast. Basically, read the question.
Okay, so this next question is make three true we statements each. For instance, we are both in this room feeling...
So it's like
that's definitely good for like an introductory genre.
Well, no, I think it's a good ending. It's like how what I talked about the last podcast with affirmations, and that's kind of like a you know.
So I guess a we statement. I don't know.
We will stay great friends and lovers for the rest of our lives.
Oh, about the second part.
I stated it to the universe. It is confirmed.
The universe is finna disappoint you.
No, it won't.
So something like we
started with we, yeah.
So like we.
We will elevate our thinking this year.
Damn, I like that.
I do like that.
We are all. Damn. That train of thought left my fucking side.
Yeah.
We are all... we will all tap into our potential this year. All
right.
I fuck with it.
We'll take better care of our bodies and minds.
Color, yes. Come on. You couldn't have better than that. No, that was good. That was good. That was some good affirmations, man. Yeah. So basically, the moral of this podcast was just make love with your friends.
Smoke weed.
That's what it is. Just what it is.
Get your brown wings.
Got them. Got them.
Do what you gotta do. The best, your bestest friends are your bestest lovers. And I got like, what?
Where are you getting this
80 y'all, 90 y'all?
Somebody stop him.
Malika, one who read it. Too late. You wrote it down on that piece of paper in front of me.
Malik's stroke game is weak, but his head game is tight.
I mean, yeah, what the death.
And that's it. That's it.
All the deets now.
Yeah. Right, thank Malik you. For...
I heard the stroke game ass.
Y'all gonna stop talking about my motherfucking stroke game, right? Hold on now.
You about to show us some salsa right now.
I'm on mama, boy.
He gonna do that tornado drawing like in Haunted House.
He gonna be whining and shit.
Cyclone.
Let me show you my dirty wine.
That's funny. Yeah. Thank you guys for stopping by with us again. Ballhead Boy Leak.
There you go. Showing that true nature.
Little Beats, a.k.a. Little Grippers, a.k.a. Khalil.
It's your boy Mark.
And Leo.
Signing off.
Bye.
Bye.